The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
A very significant announcement out today from Blencoe Resources. The company has updated its definitive feasibility study for the Oram Cross graphite project in Uganda. There are some impressive numbers associated with this update, and here to tell us about them, it's Mike Ralston. Mike, hello.
Good morning, Alistair, and nice to be back.
Yeah, good to see you. So tell us about this updated DFS. What's been going on with it? It's an optimized study. What are the details?
Yeah, I think the point is that we never really stop working from December onwards, and we'll still continue to work from today onwards as well, continuing to add value where we can. And really, this is just an optimization of everything. It's resources and reserves, it's costings, it's product testing, new core relationships, new customers, new products, increased sales, updated pricing, timing for both, building things and obviously when we kick off and ramp up. So everything involved in the project is constantly being evaluated and obviously optimized where we can. And it's had some pretty impressive results from what we've looked at.
So let's look at some of the standout numbers then. The NPV of the project, net present value, risen by 15% to 1.24 billion. Free cash over the life of mine is up by over 100%, 4 billion. Exceptional numbers, Mike. So what's driving these changes? What's driven this sort of improvement that you've been able to deliver?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing I'd like to say is it's the hard work of the management team to go about bringing in new products, finding new customers and niche markets, and specifically the higher value sales channels. So kudos to the team. They've done very well. But I think the main thing is this reflects the shift in Western markets away from buying graphite products from China as they seek supply chain resilience. We're seeing more and more of that. And we know that Western prices are a lot higher than the Chinese prices. And we think they're going to go higher still as demand continues to grow and ex-China supply remains static. So I think the key factor that's changed has been on the beneficiation side. So upgrading product is extremely important to our strategy. And we know that there's a huge demand for it. And some of the tenders that we're involved in are certainly proving that there's huge latent demand for non-Chinese purified products as well. So the key really is to be able to upgrade as much as we can, whether that's in concentrates going into micronized products or industrial diamonds, or whether it's concentrates going into uncoated SPG or into expandables. Whatever way we're upgrading and adding value, that's where the real key comes in terms of building the strength, both in terms of profitability and NPV.
So you talk about profitability. Another number that perhaps we should focus on is CapEx. That's broadly the same, isn't it? How does that impact the funding discussions, for example?
Well, CapEx is very important. I think once your CapEx number gets too high and you, I guess, start assuming you're going to pay for a big chunk of that out of debt, then it impacts very heavily on your bottom line in terms of free cash going out the door to pay back a debt and to pay interest payments. So we've always said that, you know, we want to keep the CapEx numbers as low as possible. We're incredibly lucky that we have pretty much all the key infrastructure required near to site or at site already, which keeps our numbers low. And we're in the very lowest percentile in terms of both operating costs and capital costs, which is, you know, a huge, huge advantage for this project. So we're not seeing the capital costs rising. So each time we add value and lift the free cash and lift the NPV off the same capital requirement, then really it just means a higher return on investment. And at the end of the day, that's very important to anyone investing into the project, both in terms of debt and equity. So it definitely impacts funding, and hopefully we're going to see more interest going forward. That's all helping.
So talking about funding then, Mike, can you give us any updates on how the funding strategy and funding conversations are progressing?
Yeah, I think the words I would use would be positive and ongoing. As noted in this particular RNS, we are focusing on P1 production at Aurum Cross, which is really all about getting it up and running and started as quickly as we possibly can. We think that there's some significant first mover advantages next year and the year after if we're one of the few projects that gets into production. So we're working very hard on that, and we've got a number of parties that are in the data room that have expressed interest and obviously doing their due diligence. We can only move them as quick as they will move. At the end of the day, you don't want to frighten anybody off by seeming too keen or too desperate. But we are in the background continuing a lot of discussions also with the longer term debt relationships, which will substantially fund the ramp up in P2 beyond that, because we don't want to spend a whole lot of time starting this process all over again next year. So it's really managing both of those together, but focusing on getting the $45 million for P1 in the door as quickly as we can, and trying to get this project up and running, in 2027, as we've said all along.
Now, it's been a busy period of news flow for Blencow. You've, apart from anything else, they boosted the resource at Aurum Cross by 168% recently. But what is there coming up, Mike? What's the news flow going to look like going forward?
Yeah, I think you will agree that we've had a lot of news flow, and we continue to put out a lot of news flow. We think it's very important to keep the market abreast of exactly what's happening all the time. I think there'll be further offtake agreements. We've got a lot of customers that we're sitting in a funnel with at all times, including some very interesting tenders. There's continued product testing, particularly in the high sales channels in that pathway. And then ultimately, of course, as we get over the line with any funding options and partnerships and term sheets, that becomes more solid and tangible. We'll be announcing that as well. So more of the same plus more if we can. And we just want to show the progress that we're making, keep adding value, and building this to be one of the most significant graphite projects anywhere over the next couple of years. That's our goal, and I think we're getting there.
Well, we wish you well looking ahead, Mike. Many thanks for talking to us today, and congratulations on the successful update to the DFS.
Thank you, Alistair, and appreciate that, and look forward to seeing you next.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.